first got into it, being a novice, I think I had went to a swappers window, and somebody was making one with 220 J-pole. So that's my first J-pole.
Very good. Yeah, there's a lot of activities, a lot of tunas, a lot of good quality tunas they have in these stores that they have, the radio stores and swapping shops that they have. I used to went to the swapping shop, you see, because there's a swapping shop. I bought a lot of stuff in the past at the swapping shops, you know, back in the day when I did. And some of the radios that they had out was pretty interesting, you know, very, very worth of buying for, to put the money invested to one like that, you know. But radios cost money, but, you know, you got to have money to pay that kind of radio. If you have the money, then why not buy it, you know, when you have the money anyways. But, yeah, I've been a ham for a lot of years. I got a lot of radios, a lot of stuff accumulated through the years, and I'm happy with it because I've been enjoying my hobby since then, KCCPT.
EBDHIK. Yeah, before I moved back from Florida, I've sold most everything I had, except for the radio I'm operating with now. Then I got a receiver. This is an ICOM. I don't remember the numbers on it, but it's I can listen to CW and then higher, the HF band. And I was into it for a while with I was doing WeFax. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that would be. What would that be there, Bernie?
It's the weather of the world, and it's usually what they get, the ships get them, and that's what it's for, the guys at sea. And as we actually get maps and stuff from, you can see the clouds coming in. You can't see where it's raining, but you can see some heavy clouds, you know it's raining pretty good there. So I got interested in that for a while. Tried to get back into it, but I never did get back in it.
Yeah, roger that. Very good there, Bernie. Yeah, I didn't know nothing about that until what you told me, that information you said on the shits about the maps and all that, like you said. And I never knew that myself, personally. But I became a ham way before I even had my first handheld, the 220 Radio Shack handheld radio. I bought radios, AM and FM radio that you play music on, you know. And they got this one station that you hear HF people talking and people on 2 meter radio too talking on that particular radio when I was listening to it. So I hook up this little amplifier so I could hear it better. And tell you what, I said I got so interested. I went to Radio Shack and I asked the guy, the salesman, what kind of radio is that? That's a 2 meter, but you got to go to class for that for 8 weeks to pass the test, get 75% of your test to pass the test to get on that airways on that radio, he says. I said, oh. And he says, well, I got involved with that class for 8 weeks. I participated in that, and I did pass. I got myself on the air, and I was very happy that I did.